Not sure I agree with that. I've always felt so much uncertainty, but I wanna say what you see in me. Don't have to be what I've always been. I know if I keep myself, there's no need. Yo, what's good? What's good? What's good? This is Red's Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Yo, made it through a polar vortex. That's yours, brother. Okay. And then just give us a moment. We're just getting set up. Got a guest in the house that came through.
Yeah.
One moment. Hello, yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
So all you have to do is talk in the mic, brother. What's good?
Not much, man. Not much. Come down to see what's good, you know?
Yo, so what's your name? Like, you just got out. Like, give us some background.
You know, I did like 14 months MYC, you know. It was a little journey being there, you know. I had a lot of time to think, you know. Like, you know, I've been going through it, still going through it, but, you know, I'm surviving, you know?
Hey, that's so dope and so live. So I remember talking to you while you were inside for the past few months. We talked on the radio and we talked through my other phone line I gave out through pro bono counseling and just resource support, culture support. And we've been talking and you gave me so many good updates. Like, you were doing cultural programming. You said you did a math program. Like, you were getting educated in there.
Yeah, of course I was doing that. They had some options going there for a bit. Like, it's not really, it's kind of rare, but like it happens. You know, it takes time. Everything's a slow process in NYC, right? So like court dates, all that. So
I'm so proud of you. Yeah. I can't even lie. I'm so proud of you. Look, you made it out, y'all.
Yeah, I made it out here. I'm out of here, man.
Good. The big things can happen. You know, the creators, our creator moves mountains.
Of course, man. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, I just, you know, shout out Willow, man. That's where I came
from. Yeah,
yeah. Man, shout out all the homies. Shout out Chase, Mace.
Facts.
Man. Shout out AJ, man. Shout out Turbo. Shout out all those guys, man. You know,
because like, they're listening right now from the inside. So shout them all out. Take your
Michael
time,
Buck,
my brother.
Man. Michael Buck, you know, Tommy Klein, you know, Lil Montez, all those guys, man. Those are all my brothers, man. You know, like, just keep it real with them, you know. You know, and everyone, I'll see you again one day. Hopefully not in there, though, you know, so.
I'm so glad you made it out, and much love to all your brothers in there. We want to see you guys come out, too. You guys have a future. You guys are sacred and traditional, and the Creator's tracing you all. Our Father, my Father, who art in heaven. So, how you been holding up in this cold, brother?
Oh, man, I've been chilling. It's chilly, you know, you got to double up. You know, it's like, you know, like, I gotta wear double socks, you know, that's all good though. I mean.
Yo, so what are the units like in the youth jail?
Oh, we got, so there's at the beginning by the gate, we got Phoenix, and then I think there's Knights, we got Thunderbirds, Bears, Bisons. They're working on a unit called Eagles right now, they're renovating it.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, and then we got the girls unit, so there's like two girls unit, there's Ravens and there's Sage, you know. And then we got Willow and then Nightingales, which is like, if you're being bad and everything, there's like special handling, there's red flag and special handling. So if you're special handling, you know, you get cuffs, just come out 3 times a day, that's it. And then like, when you're red flag, you get shackles. You gotta shower with your shackles on, right? So
damn.
Yeah. So it'll be cold in the wintertime and stuff.
Damn, man. And what kind of programs do they have in there for cultural support?
They have AA, I believe. They do AA every, like, 2 weeks, every Sunday, I believe, different units, this and that. And there was a teacher called, her name was Sarah. She was a really good teacher. But now she's an arts teacher, so she's doing art program in there.
Is there anything indigenous popping off in there?
Oh, of course, yeah. There's, they got a teepee with a fire. They actually bought the fire pit from, I believe, Gordon Bell or something, I don't know, but
oh, word,
yeah, it was what's his face, Lee Gott, one of the elders there. So yeah, he bought that there, and then they got the teepee, the sweat going.
Really?
Yeah.
I am so happy to hear that. We have someone calling in from the youth jail right now, I believe. Let's see who it is. Hello?
Hello?
Yo, what up, though? You're live. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the youth center.
Okay, can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, am I on air?
Yeah, you are. What up, though?
Hold up.
So you chill
right
here.
I want to send a few shout outs.
Go ahead, it's your time.
Okay, I want to shout out Z, Buck, Randall, C West, Gorilla, me, Kino, and then Dolph, XD, D Dot, and can I request a song?
Yeah, brother. What's the song?
No Hope by GMR space KOOSKI.
Yeah, I found it. But it's only, it says no hope. Yeah, but it says it's only 2 minutes here. Is that the one you're talking about?
Does it show the Winnipeg Bridge?
Yes, it does. It's 152.
Okay, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
For sure, I'll play that. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. I want to shout out one of these shorties in space. Your name is Patience.
Hold on. Go ahead. That's what's up. Her name's Patience?
Yeah, her name's Patience.
Wow, what a beautiful name. Oftentimes I need some patience. Yo, shout out to Patience, yo.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Hold on a minute. Hello? We got calls coming in like crazy. We'll get up on it.
Am I live right now?
Yeah, you're live right now. What's good?
Yeah, what's good, yo? Is it okay if I give my a couple of my homies a shout out?
For sure. It's your time. Take it.
All right. I just want to shout out my homie CK, my homie Zando B, my homie LGs, my homie CeeLo, my homie Cowboy, J Money. As my homies, and yeah, is it all good if I request a song or what?
Yeah, brother, go ahead. What's the song?
It's called "Old Me" by YC.
Hold on a sec. Old Me.
Yeah, Old Me by YC.
Old Me. Yeah, and it's, I think I found it. Yeah, I found it. Go ahead.
Hold up. Shit. Okay, never mind. All right. That's it.
Well, thank you so much for calling, brother. Like, we appreciate it. And we, all of us chosen ones, we need to continuously come together. So thank you for reaching out through the spirit, you know?
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye. All right, so what do you think about getting some of these songs on, brother?
Yeah, let's go for it, man.
Yo, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm
sorry, the calls got switched over and we got another call. So, yo, go ahead, continue, brother. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I want to shout you out, you know? I want to shout you out because for you, we couldn't let our voices be heard, you know?
Yeah, facts. The creator put me on that mission. Yo, I'm the colonizer's villain, yo. That ain't no joke. I'm out here. I'm anti-oppressive, yo.
You know they mad as hell right now.
I know, right? Like, people are either happy to see me or on eggshells. Like, fuck, she gonna stand, speak up, excuse my language. But yeah, it's just that bad because we're always colonized and hurt every day in our lives in every angle. If we don't speak up and stand up for ourselves, it's never gonna stop. And we're in 2026. Like, can we stop being slaves now? I'm so tired of it. I'm affected by it in my life every day, yo. We can only take so much. We just can, like I say it all the time, can we just have an ice cream and a poutine without being racially profiled? Like, the stress that we are put under just for trying to walk by having our human rights daily and having them taken away from us daily is unfathomable for the regular person who doesn't go through that. They don't understand that.
A lot of problems with this world, you know?
Huh?
A lot of problems with this world.
A lot of problems what?
A lot of problems with this world, you know. We all gotta play a part in trying to do better, you know.
Facts.
More humility type shit.
Yeah, man. Facts. I believe that, and we do. We gotta take a responsibility for the next sacred seven generations, and the children are our future. So we gotta do it now.
Yeah.
We are the rainbow children.
I wanted to shout out to my broski XD, Stony.
Facts.
Shout out to Dowdy.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Dolph.
Yes. My prayers go out to them.
I also wanted to ask you, should you search up this song?
What song?
Okay, so, are you ready?
I'm ready, brother. You just got to speak up for me because I'm working magic over here. Go ahead.
Yeah,
WSD. WSD, a D, N as in dog. Hold on a minute, I can't hear him saying that. Say it one more time, please.
Like, WSE, like, E for enterprise.
Okay, got that, WSE.
Yeah, 204. And when you search it up, there should be a song that says Rainy Days that pops up, you know?
WSE, Rainy Days, hold on a minute.
Of a guy in court.
Hold on a minute. I'm about to figure this out right now. Yo, you know what I'm doing right now? So, to my listeners, what I'm doing is I'm taking this call from my cell phone. So I have calls coming in from the radio number 204 spin ups, and I also have them coming in from my cell phone. So I'm standing here, sitting here ghetto with the other cell phone sitting real close to the mic, and then I'm typing in with my other hand, my people. Like, if you guys don't know what I go through to get our voices through, let me tell you, it's not a joke.
Yeah, she multitasking.
I'm like a whole hood octopus up here,
hey,
yo.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We gonna make it work though.
Two phones.
Yeah, straight facts. Often people hear a lot of noise up here. They don't know what's going on. This is what's going on. Okay, so what'd you tell me is in front of it? I got WSC 204. What am I supposed to see? Rainy Days?
Yeah, is there a song called Rainy Days that pops up?
I'm about to just search that because nothing popped up but some trains. You know them Joseph trains from that cartoon. Hold on. My word, nothing's popping up.
There's no space between the 204 and the WSC.
Okay, well, let's start there.
It's
yeah, Rainy Days by Zico.
Yeah, that's me right there.
That's you? That's live, yo. Yeah, we're going to play that for show.
Yo, check it too, yo. There's a Westside Entertainment account. You should click on it.
Westside Entertainment account.
You
is
have
it?
1 minute remaining for this call.
I'll check it out, brother. I'll get your song on. Westside, I'll check it out.
All right.
All right, ciao.
Okay.
Yep. Miigwech. Yep. All right, so let's get these songs on now. We have a lot of them lining up.
Nah, let's do it, man.
Yeah, for sure, right? So how you doing, brother?
I've been good, man. I've been chilling, staying sober. I don't really drink a lot, you know, like
I'm proud of you, brother. Yeah? Y'all in this fuck. What? Yo, he came out. He made space for another colonizers to go to jail. Like, proud of y'all. Let's not be greedy on themselves, yo. These colonizers got to face their own justice.
Hey, man, we ain't stingy, man. That's the whole deal.
Yeah?
I ain't stingy over here, man. You know?
I'm so proud of you that you broke out, brother. You have a future. Chase that future. Become what you're born to be, not what you're designed to be. You can stay gangster all you want, but you must, you know, broaden your horizons. Use your powers for good.
And that's the thing, right? Like, I know I can be gangster. I don't have to be that. I don't have to act like that all the time. You know?
That's right.
If it comes down to it, though, like, you know, whatever, like, if it's, like, your life, whatever. But, like, it's, like, I don't really have to
be that
poser or nothing, you know?
That's right.
Be me, man, you know?
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Yeah, I'm so proud of you. That's right. Be you. And that's enough. And that's more... That's more than anybody could ask. It's just for you to be you, because you know colonization tried to stop that, and here you are, smiling, strong, you know? their plans didn't work. Like, you are the baby of what they've tried to do, and here you are, soaring through. I'm proud of you. Let's get this music on it. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Yo, stand up to any abuse that you're going through within your work environment. We'll talk about that when we come back. Yo, what's good? This is Res Vibe Connections. Give me a moment. I think the people's stuff playing on from last radio something ain't right. Because that ain't nobody's song we want to hear. So let's figure this out. Hold on a minute. Calls are going to come in like crazy right now. Okay, I got it back on. Now let's figure it out. Yo, I don't know what's up with that other song, yo. But we're going to roll through with this one and I'll figure it out. So this is the old me rolling through. Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Then we'll get the other songs rolling and we'll come back to talk to. What's your name, brother?
Ashton
in the house.
Yeah, man, you already know.
Ashton, yo, he says he don't have to be a poser. He just going to be him, you know? He's going to follow the code. He ain't selling out. He ain't compromising. And he's walking with the creator, yo. I love that. That's what it's all about. And all your brothers and sisters that are over there in the youth jail, come out, because we're here for you. And we want to support you. And as many no's as you've had, we got a bunch of yeses, yo. All right, here we go. Something's wrong, man. Colonizers done took over my show, man. Hold on a second.
That's crazy.
This is really bad, because I don't understand where it's playing from. Something overriding my stuff. Hold on, y'all. Just give me a second. I will figure this out.
Yeah.
One sec. I rebuke you, Satan, and just us is mighty name. So anyways, let's just continue talking while I figure this out. Because that's very weird. I don't know what it could be. I have to have music. We'll get it together. Yo, so like I was just saying before, I was going to play this song, yo. If you're a worker, wherever you work, and you see abuse happening within your coworkers, within the culture of your organization, within the community that you serve, or whatever, you have to stand up and speak up against it, or you're part of it. You have to stand up and be anti-oppressive. The whole control and the psychological colonial chains and the warfare that happens where people are intimidated to speak up is all part of colonization. It's how they keep us down. But you have nothing to be scared of. You have all these supports. WCB, make a claim with them. Your human rights, call them. Call anybody else you want to call in their mama. And there's a lot of support for you out there. In the moment you speak up and you create a document, paper trail, that will protect you so you can't have further future professional retaliation against you. But we must speak up wherever we go, whatever we do. If we see people being hurt, that's what we're put in higher positions for, is to advocate. That's why we rose into these positions, so we can be in a place of a strategic position to be able to speak up for the people where it matters, where decisions are made, behind the doors, in the boardrooms, and to the head of the snake. So I just encourage you all to speak up. If you ever needed a sign, this is your sign. And to those who are being abused, you have to speak up. I've went through it many times. I'm going through it right now. And I will continue to reveal more as time goes on. But I know what it does. People lose lives over being colonized, bullied, and gaslighted at work, in their schools, in their communities. And it's happening all the time. And there's white privilege going on. And then white privilege is putting other people in place to further colonize us. And then that takes on a different form, and we get colonized there. Then they continue on to take that recipe and continue to colonize us. And it keeps going down the rabbit hole where you stand around and you look like, wow, I'm standing around like many levels of the chain are colonizers, you know? And you have to identify that, and you have to know your chain of command. You have to know who you're dealing with, who's involved, what's going on. Because oftentimes it's not clear. Some would say that's not your business, but it is your business if you're being hurt and your people are being hurt. Nobody matters when it comes down to you standing up for what's right, because you have the Creator behind you pushing you through for what's right. Jesus came here and turned and flipped these tables over in these churches and called them all criminals or casinos. He came here to override their systems and bring it back to Father, the Creator. Bring it back to what's right and what's wrong. Not about capitalizing and using people as slaves. In my daily life, I'm colonized all the time. I go to stores, I'm colonized. There was one security guard, shout out to him at Safeway. He was nice to me. I was like, yo, like, wow, what a pleasant experience, you know, because my hair is already stood up like a cat and I'm already on guard because I know how you guys are, but ain't nobody letting you attack in us no more, you know? And I have to acknowledge that it doesn't matter who you are, what position you are in, when you're an indigenous person, you're going to catch it on either angle. They still look at you just as an Indian could or couldn't. And so we all need to start speaking up, because nobody's above being colonized out here. And I stand up against it any way I can, peacefully, respectfully, legally, while they're doing all kinds of mad illegal stuff to me, you know, taking my human rights away from me. I would encourage people to start taking names. Start taking their names. Don't just walk away like a victim. Take their names and start suing these people, man. Take your videos, start putting them out there. Let the people know. Because of everybody doing their documentation and posting in the community, we get to see, you know, further what's going on with our people behind closed doors and these dollar stores and stuff being whipped around like they're rabbits. So just please speak up. If you're being abused or other people are being abused in any level, fashion, or form, yo, speak up. Because what are we out here for? There's got to be a time and place where we say enough is enough. I'm at that time. I know a lot of other people are. And I see more people are. There's going to be a lot of stay asleepers. And that's cool. Stay in your lane. But for the people, you must stand up for your rights. Stand up for your rights. That's not a game. Our rights are consistently taken from us. And ain't nobody trying to give them back. And like the Holy Ghost told me, don't beg your enemies. He was talking about the politicians. Don't beg your enemies. You know what I'm saying? Go around them. Do your own thing, man. We don't need nobody out here. We have to remember we're of the spirit. We get so caught up in their physical game. It means nothing. You understand? Like, when I'm going through things and wherever I'm at and what's popping off, I could be with some of the biggest enemies, yo. And I've had some. They like to wear different kind of masks and uniforms, yo. I'll pray right there, and they'll feel the dimensions change. I'll pray, straight facts, to the heavens. Protect me from these devils. Doesn't matter who you're dealing with in the system, yo. Pray against them, because it really is principalities and demons we're dealing with behind the scenes. I'm a demon slayer. I'm a skabe. It's not a game out here. Yeah, when you're a chosen one, you can see. You were born to see. You were born to go through these things. Like my sister out there fighting things behind the scenes, she told me, you know, we understand the assignment, chosen ones. I said, yeah, we understand the assignment because we are the assignment. What's good? Yo, time is now. We're the Rainbow Children Prophecy. We are the Rainbow Warriors. We are the hybrid children carrying our work on from the ancestors that they tried to erase. Murder, rape, and pillage. And we are the children. That's why Ashton is such a miracle and it's so beautiful he's here. He's one of the babies that they tried to make sure never got to be here. And he's surviving. Like I always say, you know, Father the Creator is always pushing us through. It doesn't matter. You can kill us, but you ain't killing our spirit. And that's facts. And I'm really upset that the colonizers done took over my music. But we gonna get it together, man. We're going to get it together. What do you think about that, Ashton?
Yo, I think it's pretty good, man. You know, like, it's whatever. You know, I got to keep going on day by day, you know? Like,
facts, man.
It's going to go on. It's going to go on. And not much you can do about it. But, like, all this colonization stuff, man. Like, you know, like, think about it. Like, what if all that didn't happen? What if all this, like, residential school? What if the alcohol didn't come? Like, we'd still probably be living in teepees right now, man. You think
facts.
About that right now, man.
Facts.
Like, you know, like. That's crazy how, like, history, like, a lot of things, like, I don't know, like, what I believe in is we come here, you know, we make history, we become history, you know? Like, no one's going to remember us in, like, 100 years unless we make something of ourselves, you know? Like,
yes. So. I believe you, brother. And, like, you're so right. I have goosebumps while you're talking because, like, I'm trying to live in a teepee right now. For sure we'd still be in teepees, man. And there's a lot of us still living in them, and we're building them now, and we're trying to get back into them. And yeah, that's tremendous. You're right. But that's why I want to acknowledge how amazing it is and how special you are and all our brothers and sisters are that you're still here and you're still thriving. Because though you're so excited and you're so strong, you've come through hell and back, and you're still going through it. And you can still do it with a smile on your face. And I honor that. I honor that because that's something the psychologists say is not even possible. And I just know that you're full of the spirit and you're sacred and traditional, and You are the Rainbow Children Prophecy, and you are the next generation for the Sacred Generations, and we're trying to be here for you guys. And so that's part of also the show, is all of us OGs have been talking. I know you guys have been hearing in there. All of us OGs have been talking, trying to be there for you guys, recognizing. That's why I even had my daughter on, 9-year-old, last show, and she's talking about the community and what they need and trying to let the people know, like, they're like, the little kids are like silent ghosts, yo, but you guys see it all. You guys have been through it all, Ashton. Like, you're one of them. And everybody just expects you guys, like, I don't think everybody understands what you guys go through. You've seen it all, been through it all, and people yet still think, oh, he's a child. He doesn't know. But yet, you grew up, you know? You probably came out a grown man out the womb.
Yeah, no, you don't think like a little child and then you go through things, you know?
Exactly. You had to grow up so fast and so early, like, as soon as you were born, you had ACEs. That's advanced childhood experiences, just meaning we grew up with trauma, you know? And I'm proud of you. Just keep pushing through. Like, I'm excited for you because you are also a role model to your brothers and sisters, and it only takes one of us. And once one of us is doing good, you can't do better if you don't know better. And if they can see you do it, then they'll know it's possible, and it could plant a seed in them that they want to do it too, you know?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, man, we're tired of the system using us slaves, and that can't be your guys' lives. And we really want to save a lot of you guys from catching the adult record so that way you don't go in there, you know, and have to go through that. Because it's not okay. The elders want you home. Everybody wants you guys home in the community. Like, there's nothing we can say other than that. Like, the community is deeply heartbroken with all of you guys gone. We see it and we feel it. And you guys are in there, but we deeply miss your presence. I'm telling you, when I go to my events and different things in the community, networking, doing cultural events, it's there. And we all talk about it. Like, where's all the men? Where's all the youth? They're all locked up. Like, we have nothing but, like, some women and children running around and a couple men here and there. But, like, so empty our events, you know? And they would be much fuller when you guys come home. Plus, we need more space for the colonizers to go to jail. Like, you know, because I'm never going to get off of that double standard. You ain't telling my people they're criminals, and then you're going to bring 156 criminals from Pakistan over here, giving them Canadian passports and all this.
And that's the thing, too, right? Like, now they're making all these gangs and stuff. You see this on the news and all this. Like,
it's you're crazy, right,
man. Like,
it is. It is crazy, because what'd you come here for? I thought
you came to
Amen, amen, holler back. You see? I prayed. Colonizers don't have control over the station, yo. I don't know what happened, yo, but that wasn't my music. Ain't nobody ever playing that music up here on Res Vibe Connections, yo. I apologize. You know?
What was that?
I go through hell and back too, my people, and I have to keep pushing through. And that's not a joke. So now we're going to finally get your music on at Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. And Just Us's mighty name, let our music play, and please keep the colonizers away.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, you already know, my nigga. I'm back.
Sasquay.
Free 2-2, free Jezzo, free D-Block, free CP.
Late nights, me and bro, DJ Moni, mix it.
I'm the same nigga that's not on me. Better hope you don't own me. Jail cells couldn't hold me. Fell in love with a hood in like 03. I'm too much like a OD. Too much as my OGs. Hold up, I got OGs. Them OGs call me OG. I'm the same nigga that's not on me. Better hope you don't own me. Jail cells couldn't hold me. Fell in love with a hood in like 03. I'm too much like a OD. Too much as my OGs. Hold up, I got OGs. Them OGs call me OG. Young nigga with a big Glock. Holding 30s, no six shot. Fought the bitch, she give me sick top. Then after that, she give me sick drop. Get moved around like matter. Let your brains all splatter. Your bitch might be bad, but my bitch way badder. Smoking gas and shatter. You know I smoke no cancer. Free CP out, just how we was making man's brain splatter. Now it's time to get this cash. In school, I was skipping class. Niggas try to violate, but I caught him, so they had to dash.
Young nigga with a big bag. Your bitch loving me, you big mad. I'm the same nigga, there's no old me. Jail cells, but don't hold me. Better hope you don't owe me. Run around town to my homies. Perking a pole if you holy. then we gone in a stoli.
I'm the same nigga that's not on me. Better hope you don't own me. Jail cells couldn't hold me. Fell in love with a hood in like 03. I'm too much like a oldie. Too much, that's my OGs. Hold up, I got OGs. Them OGs call me OG. I'm the same nigga that's not on me. Better hope you don't own me. Jail cells couldn't hold me. Fell in love with a hood in like 03. I'm too much like a oldie. Too much, that's my OGs. Hold up, I got OGs. Them OGs call me OG. Got designer on my kicks, that glizzy stays on my back, hip back. Hit him up on any strip, I'm iced out and I got the drip. In the trap getting money, the streets ain't really lovely. Niggas catching bodies and be riding, that shit's ugly. If I see a op that's on site, feel his tummy. Spend a lot of cold nights in the cell seeing dubbies. Got Deanna with a fat ass, she's taking in bare back shots. CLE not Cleveland, 10 down nigga, that's my block. My niggas really do things in the streets, I ain't gotta say. My young boy won't let it spray. Hit you up in the alleyway. Catch you slipping on the average day. Give no fucks, even holidays. Fuck all these fake niggas, low key the informants. Niggas wanna be for my blockers, we get it in. I ain't new to this game, little nigga, I'm a veteran. Niggas saying live gang, but can't even pop off. You're lucky the thing jammed in your head, would've got knocked off. Same nigga that's not on me. Better hope you don't own me. Jail cells couldn't hold me. Fell in love with a hood in like 03. I'm too much like a OD. Too much, that's my OGs. Hold up, I got OGs. Them OGs call me OG. Young nigga with a big Glock. Holding 30s, no sick shot. Fought the bitch, she gave me sick top. Then after that, she gave me sick drop. Get moved around like matter. Let your brains all splatter. Your bitch might be bad, but my bitch way better.
Yo, what's good? This is Res Vibe Connections here at CKUW 95.9 FM. Yeah, so we're gonna get the next song on that our brother was saying he had played. Hold on a second. Oh, I see what's good. Yeah, man. So, Ashton, what are you doing for the future, my brother? What's crack-a-lacking? What's going down? Shit,
probably get a job, man. Probably, like, I don't know, like, you know, it's just, I don't know what to do with my life yet, you know, like.
Facts. That's fair.
I'm still young, man. I gotta figure it out. I still got a little ways to go, so.
Facts. And I gotta be honest, when I was that age too, I never had no answers, and everybody always wanted some answers. What do you want to do when you grow up? And I'm in grade school, not even being supported by the system or the teachers, being abused all the time, and you want to ask me what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life. And because I didn't have an answer, I get pushed out. But what?
And that's the thing that makes you think too. It's like, oh, they're trying to make me, like, should I, like, right now figure it out? And it's like, nah, it gives you anxiety, right? And so it's like,
well, for sure it does. It's such a huge decision, and you're making decisions for the rest of your life. But I think the key thing is that before you put students in that position, you better give them a lot of support to be able to make those choices. You feel me?
Of course, yeah.
Like, we need more programming, more cultural support. We need everything, man, because we all know that we, like, there's a lot of good teachers coming out, and maybe back in the day people had a couple good teachers, but for the most part the system's been hard on us. How's school been for you? How's it ever treated you?
I was alright, I was in a Christian school in Salter in Aberdeen for a bit. You know, shout out Jay Vasily, man, that's my boy, you know. Like, he was a good teacher, he was like an EA, right? But, like, you know, he's all good. And when I was locked up, I was in Bison, so I had, like, Teacher Sarah, you know, shout out Teacher Sarah, you know, she's a bomb, man.
That's but
now they all treated me pretty good. I have some,
love that.
You know, like, it was good.
Shout out to all the good teachers out there. It is possible. Shout out to all the good teachers. I had a lot of great teachers, and throughout my life, when I was little, I had a few. And so it really makes a difference, right, when you have support and you have good teachers.
Oh, when they're supporting you too, and, like, bringing you up and not, like, bringing you down and, like, lecturing you and this and that, you know. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, man, it makes a world of difference. So, let me see something here. My Spinatron's not turned on. Well, I'm having a plethora of problems today that the devil's trying to work against me, and we're still gonna get it on. Like, we're still gonna push through. What was that last song I just put on? YC, Old Days?
Rainy Days or something? Old Days?
Yeah. Old Days by YC. Give me a second. So where are you going to go? Like, you were saying you wanted to work in the pipelines in the future. Are you still doing that?
Something like that. Something expensive, right? Even if it's like... well, first of all, like, I gotta finish my grade 12, though.
That's
okay. You know,
okay.
I think you're thinking too far and make me think here.
That's okay.
You know,
so you're doing your grade 12?
I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do my best. I could probably go to university after.
I love that.
I was really interested in football. I was doing football when I was younger, so I'll probably get back into that.
That sounds really positive. It sounds like you have a good future ahead of you. And education is key, my brother. I did 4 colleges and a university to be able to be out here and advocate for the people and use my lived experience for good, you know? And so I just wish you well with all your endeavors into your education and your future, man.
Oh, of course. You know, it's just it's all about your mindset, man. You gotta just rewire your brain, you know? Like, I don't know, like, you get to a certain point in your life when you're like old enough and like, I don't know, you do a lot and then it gets old, but it's still fun at the same time though, right? But it's not, it gets old, you know, and then you start overthinking about all this stuff and then, I don't know, it's just, for me, it's just like when I lived that lifestyle, you know, I didn't really think about what I was doing, I just did it, you know. I was just thinking about it now, it's like I don't know why I did it, like,
mm-hmm.
I guess that like dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So,
you're right. So, that's so profound of you, brother. You have a really strong awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you mean? I thought that was so profound that you said you have to rewire your brain. What does that mean for you?
Well, the reason why, how I used to think, like when I was 13, I was running around the block on Redwood a lot. Like I lived with my mom's, eh? So it was like my cousin would move in. Like, but the way I was thinking, the whole point of that doesn't matter, right? Like, I was doing a whole bunch of nonsense, and you got to rewire your brain how you think, you know? You can't be thinking about all this negative stuff, like, oh, like, you know, this guy stepped on my toe, you know, I'm going to go square up with this guy or whatnot, you know? And it's just, you know, you got to, like, be relaxed, like, you know, maybe it was an accident or not, you know? Like, can't always be about money, gold, whatever, you know? Like,
Oh, you've grown and matured so much, brother. That is so fascinating that you're able to even say that and to be able to comprehend that. Because facts, how old are you?
I'm going to be 18 in March, so I'm like 17. I spent my 17th in jail, so.
Wow, brother.
Yeah.
So the reason why that's so amazing is because our prefrontal lobe, you know, the front of our brain?
Uh-huh.
It's our high executive functioning, which was like your long-term decision-making. So before you're 25, you're not able to make long-term decisions. It's all about right now, immediate gratification. And yet here you are making long-term decisions and being able to reflect on that and be aware. That's amazing, brother.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I had a long time to reflect in NYC there. Most of the time, well, sometimes there's a lot of things going on in jail, right? So it's like there's like everything's the same every day, but there's always something different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, man. So like the only time you get to think is when you're like alone at night or like you're locked up for shift change or whatnot. So.
Hmm.
And plus, I was there for like 14 months. I had a lot of time to think. But anyways, no, I know, I appreciate you saying that, you know?
Yeah, man, no word. It shows a lot. You're really mature. You're really intelligent. But I see the Creator working on you so much. Like, you have a light. You have a presence about you. You have a spiritual presence about you. And I would encourage you to go further into your culture and just your teachings will come. Build your bundle. Everything's part of your bundle. And just keep pushing on, my brother, because the heavens are rising you up against all odds and against all colonizers, brother.
Mm-hmm. Hard.
Okay, so we're going to try and get on the No Hope GMR Kruski. Let's take a call. Hello? Hello? Yo, yo. We had a lot of technical difficulties, but we gonna push through. That was ridiculous. But I can't give up. Yo, brother, what's good? Go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm good. You're live on air.
Okay. It's been a minute. I tried calling last week, but no answer. But
It has been a minute.
Through, but what's that?
I said it has been a minute, for Mr. First of All. What's good?
Not much. Just chilling. So what were you guys talking about? I kind of was listening earlier about, I heard you have a guest there right now, yeah?
Yes, brother. So this is amazing. This is Ashton. He's from the youth jail. He's been calling in for several months. He's been listening to everybody talk. I remember him before. He said that listening to all the OGs talk was helping him. When he was in the youth jail with the show, he started to change his life, and he went into programming for education, for culture, for math, and now he just recently got out. Also, while he was inside, I was talking to him pro bono counseling on the side. He would call my after hours number, so we were talking for a while, and he's been soaring, and now he's finally out, and he's here, brother. And he just wants to be himself. He wants to be what he's born to be, not what he's designed to be, without selling out, without compromising, you know. And then we talked about standing up against abuse wherever you're at. If you're working or not, you got to speak up, or you're part of it, like for us workers and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to say what's up to the little brother there. I don't
Ashton.
Know you or nothing like that, but
yeah,
Ashton,
good,
definitely,
man.
Definitely been in your shoes, though, bro. I'm 36 years old, and I grew up in NYC when I was young, you know, like that place sadly used to be, I used to call it my home, actually, you know. I've grew up in the system my whole life, and I never really had the mentors or people older to like give me good advice or be there for me in a good way. You know, it was always older people misleading me and misguiding me to do, you know, shitty things that didn't end me in good places, right? Like, unfortunately, I ended up going to prison at a really young age, too. When I was 19, I got sentenced to 8 years, and, you know, that was a pretty big struggle in itself, you know? But, like, all the time that I've done made me who I am today, and sadly, I'm still doing time, right? But, I mean, I've learned a lot, and I've come a long way, and for someone to go through the stuff I've went through and still be who I am, like, I'm thankful for that, you know? But there should definitely be more brothers and older sisters out there looking out for our younger brothers and sisters, because it's sad to see, like, the institutions are just packed with our people, you know?
Facts.
And it's like, we shouldn't be in here. We should be out there doing things to help each other instead of, you know, breaking each other down and, you know, victimizing our communities and just being another statistic, more or less, right?
Facts.
So, I mean, I kind of heard you talking a little bit earlier, just, you know, you sound like you got a good head on your shoulders and stuff like that. You know, you just need to surround yourself with good people. And some advice I give to young guys in here, like, because there's young guys in here, too, that are, like, 18, 19, and they need guidance, you know, because this place ain't no place for young adults, you know. It just makes them worse, if anything, right? But, like, I tell some, like, I have a, what you would call a jail son in here. He's only, like, 19 years old, and he's, like, so easily misled and gets himself in trouble. And, you know, I look out for him and stuff like that. I try to give him good advice and stuff, you know. And, like, he just recently came across a bunch of CFS money, and, like, I was telling him, like, yo, man, you're going to have all kinds of friends and family and people that, like, are just out to use you and take you for granted, you know what I mean? It's like you gotta surround yourself with good people and do smart things and good things with your money, and otherwise you're just gonna be, you know, another, I don't know, just be broke again in like a couple months, you know?
You're right.
But right, and I see that a lot right now, this money that everyone is getting.
Yes.
All our young people and people that are even my age too, like I grew up in CFS too when I was young, so like I'm gonna be getting that money too, but I'm trying to think of what I want to do that's good with it, so that way I don't have, like, I want to have something to show for down the road, you know?
Facts.
I have a son that's going to be 19 next week, and, you know, I want him to be able to look up to me and not be like, what's your dad do, you know? My dad's just a buster, he's a deadbeat, he's in jail. Like, I don't want my son saying things like that about me, you know? Like, I want to try and be able to use this part of my life and kind of grow from it and be like, hey, you know what, yeah, I lived that life, I've been through that, you know, I know what it's like to struggle, I know what it's like to grow up in the hood, I know what it's like to grow up in jail and have nothing, you know, and have nobody there for you. But as long as you surround yourself with good people, I mean, good things will happen for you.
Facts.
And, like, who you surround yourself is who you'll become. So
facts.
If you want to hang around with gangbanging drug dealers all day, that's all you're ever going to amount to, you know? But if you want to become a successful person that people are going to look up to, you got to surround yourself with people like that. And right now, where you're at right now, sitting in that radio station with Stephanie, like, yo, she's good people, you know? She's solid. She does a lot for the community. And, I mean, this is a crazy outlet for us, you know? Like, brothers
facts.
And sisters can call in and speak their mind and say what's up, and, like, there needs to be more of that, you know?
Facts. Come on down, guys. Like, I told you, like, there's opportunities here for you guys to have your own show. Like, let's flood the airways with our voices, because we all know, for the most part, the radio's bunk. But now the station's starting to bring some good shows on. But we need a lot more, yo. Let's get our voices up, yo.
Yeah.
I'm getting pumped.
No, for real, like... Like I've said before, in times that I've called, like, yo, I've been struggling myself with, like, wanting to change.
Yes.
And, like, being stuck in this way of life, you know? And,
yes.
Like, a lot of people that don't know what it's like to grow up in the hood and grow up poor and have nothing and grow up coming from a broken family and stuff like that, a lot of people sit there and say, oh, like, what's so hard? Like, what's so hard about change, you know? Like, if I lived the way you live, I would want to change just like that. But, like, yo, when you grow up living this life and that's all you've ever known,
then that's all
it's
you
hard
know.
To walk away from it, you know
it
what
is.
I mean?
It is.
And, like, people need to be more educated on it and need to be more understanding and sympathetic to it, because
facts.
People just need to be understood, you know? And a lot of us young adults and people that come from a broken home and come from the hood, we're misunderstood and
yes.
totally underrepresented in, like, every category, and it's just, it's shitty, you know? We need more,
yes.
more brothers and sisters that, like, have been through it, that
yes.
are in a better place in their life to kind of, like, be there for our younger brothers and sisters, and not even just them, you know what I mean? Just
yes.
other brothers and sisters in general,
yes.
right? Like,
yes.
I got friends that are older than me that, you know, still take advice from me even, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I'm all for anybody that wants to change and wants better for themselves. But at the same time, people that are still caught up in it, I'm not trying to knock on them or talk down on them.
That's
or
right.
whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's journey is different. So, yeah, it's just... But, yeah, you seem like you're doing the right thing. If you got the time to take out of your day to be there and...
I know, right?
You know, be a voice, that's good.
I know. Like, what a role model he is for all his brothers and sisters to listen to him to my youth jail right now, my ninja. Like, yo, what's good?
Hey, right?
What's good?
Like,
but, yeah,
that?
You know, when you were talking about how NYC is, and it's so different from when I was there, you know? Like, when I grew up there, I knew all the staff there, you know? Like, I was just a long-term resident when I lived there. I used to live in a partner's unit. When I first went there, I was only 13. I went to nights and, like... It's just like I never, ever left that place. I turned 18 in NYC, well, in Agnes U Center, which is no longer around anymore. But and I came here when I was 18, and, like, all you young brothers and sisters that are sitting in the cells right now, if you can avoid coming to Adult, man, do it, you know?
Please.
It's not no place for you, and it's definitely, like, if you don't get no notch in your belt, you don't get respect, like, you know,
facts.
it's going to be another statistic sitting in jail, you know?
Facts.
Like, who wants to come to Adult? Like, that's just not even a goal, you know? It's
facts.
Do something better. You got a chance to do so much better with your life. If I could hit the rewind button and go back, like, I would do so much things differently, you know?
Yeah, man. No, that's right, because that's what it's about, right? We don't want our youth getting these adult records, because the system holds that around their neck like a noose, and it's there forever, when the colonizers should be walking around with some, too.
Right, exactly.
Man.
And it's hard too. Like, I get it. Some young. When I was young, it was hard for me to make changes because I grew up being looked at like I was guilty all the time, you know, and
yeah,
being
man.
Looked at like I was a troublemaker all the time.
Yeah,
so, like, everywhere I went, I felt like people were always judging me and looking down on me. So it made it a lot easier for me to just say, like, "F it," you know.
Yes, I understand. I lived that
life. And on top of that, like, it's like. I keep bringing up, like, Winnipeg and how, like, messed up it is here, you know? Like, I've been in other places in Canada, and the way our people are judged is just, it's sad, you know?
It's so sad.
We don't get profiled like we do here than other cities like Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. Like, I've never been anywhere east, but I've been other places, and it feels so good to be like in those places because I've never experienced like racism or being judged like I have when I'm here, you know?
I understand.
Police
that.
Here treat us like we're targets, and the justice system treats us all like we're guilty until proven innocent.
Yes,
you know, it's obviously
it's
supposed to be the other way around, but
facts.
It's like that, you know, and anybody
like
who's
that.
Been inside jail and been going up on cases knows exactly what I'm talking about. It's like the system's just, in a way, it seems like it's designed to keep us down and keep us
facts.
In here, you know, and
yes.
It's shitty, but...
Yo, so back home, they hunt us like dogs back home. They don't even have the land acknowledgement since I left. Since I left in 2019. Yeah, man, they hunt us like dogs. Like, what they do to us back home, their game is to give all of us Black Native children records while we're babies, so that way that we're done out the system. And it's a dirty game, and everybody knows if you go there, you're going there to get a record if you don't get out the way. And they hunt us home. They hunted us all like animals. And you're right, it makes it so much easier just to adopt and go down even more of that rabbit hole, because you gotta adapt to your environment, you know. And it's really complicated when they throw those dynamics on us, because our people are survivors. So you're putting us in a situation to survive, then call us criminal for it. So it's really hard. That's that fight or flight too, you know?
Yeah, no doubt, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely, I see a lot of big changes though, like over the years. Like, it has gotten a little bit crazier in some areas, but
yeah.
There is a lot more, younger people and older people, like, as role models and doing good things. Like, this outlet you have right now, like, this radio station, this is huge, this is big, you know? Like, so much brothers and sisters love listening to this show and reaching out to it and doing their shout-outs and, you know, sending love to whoever. And like,
I know, right? The love,
you know,
yo.
It gives all of us, right? And, like, yo, I appreciate it a lot, you know? It keeps
me too,
connected,
man.
With the people that I know that are locked up in jail and friends and stuff like that I know that are in the system, too. So, like, it's good.
Keeps me going, man, every week to get here. I often say it, every week I got to get here, it's some big obstacle I got to cross. Like, this week was a polar vortex. Last week was a whole blizzard. Week before that, little tiny white punk car tried to kill me. Like, right in there. And here I am talking about how much I love the North Side and how good it is. And then I got
to
come with a report, little punk white clown car.
Side.
Yeah, shout out to the North Side. And not shout out to the punk clown car that tried to kill me because he wanted to smoke me out of corner. Yo, I had to go because I'm like, dude, you're acting way too gangster to not have some kind of pistol on you, man. Like, I gotta get to a show, man. Like, I'm not even doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, well, yo, I wanted to finish off by just doing a couple of shout outs. Oh, I wanted to actually read out this thing. I found this crazy quote, and
let's,
like, yo,
do
it's
it.
So true. I wanted to share it real quick.
Let's do
okay,
it,
so this
buddy.
Quote I found is, it starts off, fake friends are no different than shadows. They stick around during your brightest moments but disappear during your darkest days. And, like, that's true. And, like, any of you out there that are getting money and are getting that CFS money or that segregation money or that land claim money, like, yo, remember that, you know?
Can you say it again, please?
Fake friends are no different than shadows. They stick around during your brightest moments but disappear during your darkest days.
Ooh. Yeah, man, that's deep.
And that goes for, like, right now, you know?
Fake friends are
when
like shadows. Facts. Woo!
Right?
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, when you come to jail, what, brother?
You have 1 minute
for
this call.
Here,
I want to request a song real quick.
Yeah, go ahead,
the
call.
The song I want to listen to is it's called Meek Mill.
Yeah?
And the name of the song is Proud of Me.
Meek Mill, Proud of Me. Okay, brother, I'm proud of you,
yeah,
man.
And I want to send a shout out.
Go ahead.
Shout out real quick to my bestie, Shaki. I know you're listening. I love you. Keep your head up. And everybody else out there that knows me, it's Orange Spence. And all my haters, you already know.
Hey, brother, love you, man. Thank you for always calling in, man.
Yeah,
you're a chosen one, man. This is so important. This is history. We're all coming together, yo. This is what the colonizers
right.
didn't want to happen. Send him a memo.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, brother.
God bless you guys.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, send the colonizers a memo, please. Chosen ones, have connected. We are coming together. Who's this calling now? Finally, we got the music popping, though. Hello?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. It's never easy. Hello? Son of a gun. All right, so let's get another call in here. We got the jails calling in like crazy. And they should, because we want to hear from them and they deserve to have a voice. And it shouldn't have to take a radio show for them just to be heard. But however, the Creator works in mysterious ways, my people. I don't know what's up with this call. But yo. All right, so we got to get these songs in.
Right.
Let's get in this No Hope and let's see if what's going on, because last time the colonizers had to play over it. Let's do it. No Hope, GMR Kuski, and GMR K Murda. Let's get it.
I know you're proud of me. Look at all the shit I prevailed. The youngest of your seeds. Making sure the family eat well. I give them what they need. How far we always be well. I told Brody change his ways. I'm praying he don't see jail to live another day. I'm praying I don't see hell. And I'm telling what I do for my family. Just know I mean well. No, you ain't next to me. No, you ain't next to me. But I'm hoping you can see. I'm praying you can see. $1 million curses turn $1 million dream.